Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
There's a lot of talk about creating work-life balance. Thousands of books have been written about the topic. But the reality is, work-life balance is a myth. In this edition of By Your Life, we'll discuss how to seek personal and professional harmony instead of balance. Welcome to the 196th episode of By Your Life. Thank you for joining me. I'm Lisa Hudiman, and I know that you have 100 different things you could be doing right now, so I thank you for choosing By Your Life. If you haven't already, please subscribe on your favorite podcast app or on the right side of the page on our website at byyourlife.com so I can send you notifications when each new episode is posted. And please forward to a friend you think would benefit from By Your Life. My goal is to inspire, empower, support, challenge, and encourage you to connect Sunday with Monday through Friday in a secular business world. It's my desire to help you live our Catholic faith in the marketplace and a trust that is good for business. I hope to offer you practical ways to go forth and glorify the Lord by your life. In this edition, we'll reflect on the readings for the Feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. First, there are several optional readings for the Holy Family Sunday, so depending on where you attended Mass, you may have heard the first reading from the Book of Sirach or the first Book of Samuel. The psalm was either Psalm 84 or Psalm 128, and a second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians or the first letter of St. John. The Gospel was according to St. Luke, and with all the optional readings, the focus is on the family. The topic of family is important. Balancing work and family has always been a challenge, and the past 21 months of lockdowns with parents working from home and kids taking online classes has amplified this truth. Even in normal times, most families struggle to find a workable solution to the work-family-life balance. Work is important to your family's well-being, but it can also be disruptive to your family life. For some, work offers a sense of family, and for others, like many of my clients who run family-owned businesses, it involves the entire family. Regardless of your individual situation, one thing is certain: your personal and professional lives impact each other. A good home life can have a positive impact on your work, and a good work life can positively impact your family. The opposite is also true. If you're having trouble at home, a sick child, financial difficulties, dysfunctional relationships, you can't help but have those problems creep into your thoughts while at work. And your challenges at work will certainly make their way into your home. We are whole people, and our lives are integrated. Try as we might, we can't completely compartmentalize our lives. And now that many people are working and living in the same place, the lines between work and personal lives are blurred. Evidence of this problem can be found when you search on Amazon for books on work-life balance. The result is over 10,000 titles, up from over 3,000 just 3 years ago. One of the top five books listed is Matthew Kelly's book, Off Balance: Getting Beyond the Work-Life Balance Myth to Personal and Professional Satisfaction. As the subtitle suggests, work-life balance is a myth. Matthew Kelly says that people don't really want work-life balance. Instead, he argues people are seeking personal and professional satisfaction. In this book, Matthew Kelly devotes a chapter to the question, can you have it all? Spoiler alert, the answer is no. Our lives are filled with trade-offs. If we say yes to something, we are by default saying no to something else. But we keep striving to have it all because we lack satisfaction either at work or at home, or both. Matthew Kelly says we all have dissatisfaction, and getting in touch with it is a good thing. This way, we can better understand the things we are saying yes to that are getting in the way of what will truly satisfy. The solution is to get your choices in alignment with what is most important. Matthew Kelly continues, the very basis of satisfaction is a value structure, or a set of priorities around which you live your life. When you make decisions that are consistent with your values, you will be more satisfied. When you don't, you won't. In episode 5 of By Your Life, I shared that years ago I did an assessment of my personal core values. I identified those things that were most important to me. This part of the assessment was not that difficult. I then had to prioritize the most important values so that I ranked them. This was a little more challenging, but still not that difficult. The eye-opening part of the assessment was when I considered decisions I'd made and whether they reflected my values. I had to honestly say that they didn't. While I ranked God as number one, my family as number two, and health as number three, I had to acknowledge that my choices were based on work as number one, family as number two, and God a distant third. I had it backward. And I knew I had to make a conscious effort to get things in the right order in my life. Because of that personal assessment process, I made many changes in my life to put God first, and as a result, my family and my work life have thrived. Instead of prioritizing my schedule, I now schedule my priorities: daily Mass, daily Rosary, adoration, and regular reconciliation. And yes, I care for my husband, 96-and-a-half-year-old mom, and I'm a part-time mom to my adult daughters, and still have time for work. My life is busy, but it is also very satisfying. When you are consistently living inconsistently with your values, your life can't possibly be satisfying. But when you get it right, all things are possible. If you've never thought about and written down your personal core values, I recommend that you do. To help, we have a link to a personal values assessment you can download on the blog post for this episode. This is the very important first step to creating the value structure that is a basis of satisfaction that Matthew Kelly is talking about. And that brings me to our readings this Sunday. In the Gospel, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus go up to Jerusalem for the Feast of the Passover. When it was over, Jesus stays behind, but his parents didn't know it. When they finally found him after looking for over 3 days, he says to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" There you go. God first. But the gospel continues. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. God is first. Family is second. When we are in right relationship with God, we can have the right relationships with others in our families and at work. This right relationship with God is of primary importance if we are to fight the sinful tendencies that come from putting ourselves first. Again, in Off Balance, Matthew Kelly describes 3 self-centered and self-destructive philosophies that destroy our body, heart, mind, and soul, and bring down our relationships too. They are individualism, hedonism, and minimalism. Individualism, or a what's in it for me philosophy, is reflected by greed, selfishness, and exploitation. Hedonism, where pleasure is the ultimate goal in life, is a if-it-feels-good-do-it philosophy that produces people who are lazy, lustful, and gluttonous. Minimalism, or a what-is-the-least-I-can-do philosophy, seeks minimum effort for the maximum reward. Minimalism is the enemy to excellence and the father of mediocrity. Think about it. What would happen to our families, our work teams, or our nation if everyone adopted these philosophies? How much true satisfaction can you derive from adopting these philosophies for yourself? Not much. What can we do to counter these destructive philosophies of life? Matthew Kelly is always speaking about becoming the best version of yourself. And in Off Balance, he repeats this mantra. Every decision we make will either take us closer to or further away from our best selves. In addition, our relationships with others, whether it is at work or in our families, will always improve if we focus on becoming that best version. This is our life's purpose, and according to Kelly, regardless of how this specifically plays out for you in your life, this is the first principle of living a life of satisfaction. Virtue is Matthew Kelly's second principle. In Sunday's second reading from the letter to the Colossians, St. Paul writes, "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another." Relationships between two people who are compassionate, kind, humble, gentle, and forgiving are always going to be better than between two people who are unfeeling, cruel, arrogant, harsh, impatient, or unforgiving. Think about the people you would rather work for or with. Would you prefer to be in a personal or professional relationship with someone who is kind or unkind, gentle or harsh, patient or impatient, forgiving or unforgiving? Be that person. Be a person of virtue. Living in continuous pursuit of our best self and continuous development of virtuous lives requires self-control, and this is the third principle that Matthew Kelly proposes for living a life filled with personal and professional satisfaction. We must be able to delay gratification if we are to be successful. I think he's right. What kind of financial relationship, health, or career success can you attain if you fail to delay gratification? Buy it now. Do what feels good now. Eat what I want to now. Take it easy now. May offer momentary pleasure, but will not bring sustainable satisfaction beyond now. Being able to delay what I want now in order to choose what is virtuous and to help me become the best version of myself is an essential skill that leads to becoming a person of good character. But our lives are not just about us. Successful relationships not only require us to become the best version of ourselves, but to help others get there too. Again, in St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, he writes, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another." Helping others to become the best versions of themselves is the essence of the second commandment, to love others as yourself. It is also immensely satisfying. How this plays out in our daily lives will vary from day to day, week to week, and during different stages of our lives. Helping others will have a different dynamic when we are single than when we are married, have small, teenaged, college-age, or adult children, and so will the focus on our careers. Friends, family, work, and the things that are important in our lives are not things to be balanced. They are more like things to keep in harmony. Like the instruments in an orchestra, they will not all take front and center stage all the time. Some will get more of our attention at times, while others are in the background. Imagine how awful music would sound if all the instruments played in equal force all the time. The same goes for all the various aspects of our lives. It is awful if we try to keep them all going full throttle all the time. Life is much more satisfying when our lives are in harmony. So whether you are seeking work-life balance, harmony in your life, or personal and professional satisfaction, Matthew Kelly says, it is not an entitlement or a benefit. Your company cannot give it to you. You have to create it for yourself. You are responsible for the life you live. Psalm 128 says, for you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Your choices will determine the degree of satisfaction you experience. When you choose to put God first and rightly order the other important parts of your life, as the psalm continues, you will be blessed and prosper. With God first, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can choose the things that take us closer to becoming the best versions of ourselves. We can choose virtue. We can choose to delay gratification. And in effect, we can choose to be personally responsible for our lives. So let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. May God bless you abundantly in all areas of your life, so that you glorify Him by your life, at home and at work. Amen. Remember to subscribe on your favorite podcast app or on the right side of the page on our website at byyourloft.com. And help us spread the word by forwarding to a friend, sharing on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Just click the icons at the top of the blog post. Also, check out the resources page on our website, where you can find links to Matthew Kelly's Off Balance and all the books and videos mentioned in By Your Life. And I'm always interested in what you think, so give me some feedback or just leave me a comment.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni, or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.